Spring Reverb Sound Design Tricks for Drum and Bass in Ableton Live, Intermediate Level. Let's go! Today you're going to treat Spring Reverb like a sound design instrument, not like a room you put stuff in. In drum and bass, especially at 174, Spring is a weapon for character. It can give you that sharp splash on a snare, that dubby boing around stabs, and even those dark, metallic resonances you can automate and resample into fills and transitions. We're building three practical setups. First, a tight spring snare splash send that adds bite without washing your groove. Second, a dubby spring stab space where the echo feeds into the spring for that jungle dub feeling. Third, a Neuro spring resonator bus that's controlled, distorted, and sidechained so it breathes with the drums. Before we touch any devices, quick session setup. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Drop in a break loop on track 1, a snare on track 2, a stab sound on track 3, and a rolling bass on track 4. Doesn't need to be perfect, we just want consistent sources to test against. Now create two return tracks. Name return a spring snare and return B dub spring. This is important. Using returns keeps your space consistent and keeps you from accidentally printing reverb all over every sound. Also, pro habit, keep the return fader at unity, at 0 dB, and control the effect mostly with the send knobs. That makes automation predictable. Chain 1. Spring snare splash send. Tight and punchy. We want that PSHH boing, but it needs to stop fast so your hats and ghost notes stay crisp. On return A, load hybrid reverb. Set it to spring mode, or start from a springy preset and adjust. Set the decay time around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. This is short, you're not doing a big tail, you're doing attitude. Set pre-delay to around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Think of pre-delay as groove alignment. You're letting the snare transient smack first, then the spring speaks right after. If you want a tempo-based anchor, at 174 BPM, a 64th note is about 21 milliseconds. That's a really solid starting point for snare spring pre-delay. Now damping. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz to stop harsh fizz, and low cut around 250 to 450 hz so you don't send low mids and rumble into the reverb tank. After hybrid reverb, at EQ 8, high pass around 300 hz with a steeper slope like 24 dB per octave. Now listen for ugly ringing. Spring reverbs often have a few resonant peaks that can either be musical or painful. Sweep a narrow notch somewhere between 1.5 and 4.5 kHz if you hear a whistle or a harsh metallic ring. If it's brittle, do a gentle high shelf down above 8 to 10 kHz. Coach tip. Try to pick a lane here. Do you want a transient splash, like a short bright burst? Or a tonal ring, like a pitched boing that becomes part of the groove? Don't chase both at once. Decide. Then shape. Next, at a gate. This is the classic gated spring vibe, but we're doing it in a DNB functional way. Set the threshold so the gate closes between snare hits. Start around minus 25 dB and adjust. Attack fast, 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. Hold around 30 to 70 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. You're basically sculpting how long the spring exists after each snare. If your groove feels smeared, shorten the release. If the spring feels like it's choking, lengthen the hold slightly. If your version of gate allows sidechain input, sidechain it from your snare track, so the gate opens only when the snare hits. That makes it crazy consistent and tight. After the gate, add saturator. Turn soft clip on. Add drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. This is where you get that hardware bite, but level match it. If you just crank drive and it gets louder, you'll think it's better even if it's not. Bring the output down so the return doesn't jump in level. Then add utility. Push width to around 120 to 160% to make the top details feel wide. And if anything low somehow survived, either use bass mono or go back and tighten your high pass. In DNB, the number one spring mistake is letting it touch the sub. Spring and sub do not get along. Now use it. On your snare track, bring the send to return AA up somewhere around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Adjust by taste. Optionally send a tiny bit of the break snare layer, but keep it subtle. Like minus 18 to minus 12 dB, because if you feed full breaks into spring you'll blur ghost notes and hats. Arrangement move, on bar 16 of a 16 bar phrase, automate the snare send up by 3 to 6 dB just for that fill moment. That gives you a controlled spring splash into the next section. You'll feel like the track is doing something without adding a new sound. Chain 2. Dubby spring stab space. Jungle and dub character. This time we want the spring to feel like it's part of an ecosystem. The key trick is order. Echo first, then spring. The repeats feed into the spring and it instantly feels dubby. On return B, load echo first. Set the time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4 note. That's the classic jungle bounce. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Low pass around 5 to 8 kHz. Keep it vibey and controlled, not bright and pokey. If you want extra character, add a touch of noise and a tiny bit of wobble, but keep it subtle. After echo, load hybrid reverb in spring mode. Set decay a bit longer than the snare chain, 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay low, like 0 to 10 milliseconds, so the spring feels attached to the stab rather than detached. Low cut around 250 to 600 Hz depending on how heavy your stab is. If your stab already has body, cut more. Now add auto filter for movement. Put it in bandpass or low pass mode. Sync the rate to 1/4 or 1/8. Keep the modulation subtle. You're animating the return, not turning it into a filter lead. Add a hint of resonance if you want the spring to quack a little. Optionally add overdrive at the end for dub system bite. Drive around 10 to 25% and set tone so it doesn't fizz. Now, how you feed this matters. Don't send stabs constantly at the same level like an engineer. Feed it like a producer. Push sends higher during call and response moments. For example, only send the last stab hit of every two bars into the dub spring. That creates space and drama without turning the whole stab line to mush. And here's the authenticity hack. Resample it. Create a new audio track called Resample Spring. Set its input to resampling. Record 8 bars while you do send automation. Then chop the printed tails into one shots and use them as fills and impacts. This is extremely jungle. It also makes your effects repeatable and composed. Chain 3. Euro Spring Resonator FX. Dark, metallic, controlled. This one is usually better on a dedicated bus track, not just a return, because you'll automate it, distort it, and maybe resample it hard. Create an audio track called Spring FX Bus. Route selected sounds into it, like your bass mid layer, your stab, or textures. Or duplicate your bass mid track and process only the duplicate. Important, keep sub clean and mono. Only process mids. On this track, start with EQ8 as a pre-clean. High pass around 200 to 350 Hz. Do not feed sub into this chain. If it's boxy, dip a little around 300 to 600 Hz. Next, hybrid reverb in spring mode. Time around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 15 ms. Increase resonance or character if your spring controls allow it. You want it to ring a bit. Low cut 300 to 600 Hz. High cut around 7 to 12 kHz depending on how bright you want it. Darker neuro usually likes controlled top. Now the secret sauce. Corpus. Corpus can simulate resonant bodies, and it's perfect for turning spring into a tuned metallic instrument. Try tube or beam mode. Tweep the tune or frequency from about 200 Hz up to 2 kHz until it talks. You'll hear a spot where it suddenly becomes vocal and aggressive. Decay moderate, 0.3 to 1.2 seconds. Dry slash wet only 10 to 35%. A little goes a long way. Then add saturator or roar if you have it. Drive 3 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. We're aiming for dense mids, not harsh top. If it gets spitty, lower the drive and use filtering rather than pushing distortion. Now control it with sidechain compression. Add compressor or glue and sidechain from your drum bus or kick. Ratio 3:1 to 6:1. Attack 5 to 20 ms so the transient can breathe a bit. Release 80 to 200 ms so it moves with the groove. The goal is that the spring effect lives in the gaps. It should breathe, not constantly sit on top of the drums. Finish with utility. Decide if you want it wide, like 130 to 170% to push it out of the way of the center, or go mono if you want that focused, center metallic tone. Neuro can actually love mono metallic elements, because they feel solid and intentional. Use this as moment FX only. Turn it on for end of phrase fills, like bar 16 or 32. Use it for pre-drop tension, like the last two beats before the drop, or put it in the gaps of a call and response bass phrase. A clean automation trick. Automate hybrid reverb decay up for one hit, then snap it back. That spring stretch reads like a transition without adding new sounds. Now, a few advanced coach moves that will level this up fast. First, treat spring like a resonant instrument. When you dial it in, listen for one or two dominant resonances that feel musical. If you hear a bunch of tiny rings fighting, that's where you get harsh, cheap plug-in vibes. Use EQ8 after the reverb to narrow it down. Second, mono compatibility. If you widen your spring returns, check them in mono. Temporarily set utility width to 0%. If the spring disappears or gets hollow, reduce width, or do mid/side EQ. A great move is cutting a bit of 1 to 3 kHz in the mid channel so it doesn't fight the snare crack, while keeping more 3 to 8 kHz on the side channel for width and air. Third, if your snare spring is bright but painful, de-ess it. Put multiband dynamics after the reverb and compress just the high band with a fast attack and medium release. That keeps it present without tearing your ears off. Fourth, dual band spring returns. Fill it into two chains in an audio effect rack. One chain for top spring, high pass at 3 to 5 kHz, short decay, mostly splash. One chain for mid spring, band pass around 600 Hz to 3 kHz, slightly longer decay, and saturation to thicken the boing. Now you can automate top and mid character independently. This is huge for keeping your mix clean. Fifth, distortion order experiments. Distortion before spring tends to make the reverb smoother and denser. Distortion after spring emphasizes resonances and gets more metallic and aggressive. In DNB, that difference is everything. Try both quickly by grouping and swapping order, then commit. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't let spring reverb touch the sub. High pass your returns, often 250 to 600 Hz in DNB. Don't skip pre-delay on snare spring or you'll mask the transient and lose crack. Don't run it too wide and too loud. The spring should feel like character, not like a room. Don't overfeed full breaks. Send key hits, not the entire loop. And don't forget gating or ducking. DNB needs space between hits. Mini practice exercise to lock it in. Build return A, the spring snare splash, exactly like we did. Program a simple two-step. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Add some ghost notes in the break. Now automate the snare send. Bars 1 through 7, steady. Bar 8. Push the send up by about 6 dB on the final snare only. Resample 8 bars, cut the last tail, reverse it, and place it as a pre-drop riser into bar 9. Your goal is an 8 to 16 bar loop, where the spring is audibly a hook, but the drums still hit clean. Final recap. Spring in DNB works best when it's controlled. High pass, gating, and ducking are your best friends. Hybrid reverb gets you the character, but EQ, saturation, and dynamics make it musical. For jungle and dub, echo before spring and rhythmic send automation gives you that classic space without the mush. This audio version is shortened for playback.